Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama. Smooth. Drama.
All right, y'all. Welcome to Smooth Drama. It's your host, Dick Hugger. Man. Talking about crazy weekend. Whoo, it was off the charts this weekend. Had the new CD Entertainment Summit. And I tell you, it was funny. You meet some cool people, you see some nice performers. You see some not so nice performers, but I'm going to talk about them later. Right now, I, of course, Dick Hugger wants you to break me off a call. 646-929-2037. Anything you want to holler about, somebody getting on your nerves, you need my help, intimidating witnesses, whatever, got you. 646-929-2037. We can just put it out there on the air. Let them know we're coming right now. And if you're not bold enough to let the whole world or half the internet know that you're trying to commit a crime, you can break me off an email. That's a little bit more private. You can hit me up at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, the email is smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. No, you breaking me off the email, I promise you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that I'm going to read it, even if it's some of the most ignorant, repugnant stuff ever put out. I'm going to represent you to the fullest. Believe that. Also, you want to keep up with us, technology. I know a lot of y'all got phones, mobile devices, whatever. You just getting your text on. I got you. You can text the word smooth drama to the number 41411. Once again, text the word smooth drama to the number 41411. Now, I want to say, first, I want to congratulate Mr. Harold Whaley and my co-host, Butter, who's been on the extended leave of absence, disabled list, all that other stuff for putting together a summit through some trying times. But they made it happen, and it was a beautiful thing. Want to give a shout-out to my boy I got to hang out with this weekend, that boy D-Ray, his partner in crime, Nate, San Antonio. We're going to have to make it happen. We had a good time here in San Diego. We're going to have to get down there into the Show Me State. Or is that Missouri? Texas, the Lone Star State. I'm tripping. Anyway, give a shout out to my boys. We had a great time. Some cool brothers. We was out there putting it in their face. Saturday night, partying like rock stars, but hey, it's all good. Had a great time. I did want to say this, though. They have showcases, whatnot, and although there are some people promising young, talented people, there are some folks who are not as promising or young or talented. I don't know. I shouldn't say it, but I will. Some of y'all is karaoke. I think personally that's just bad homies and bad parenting, because somebody should have told Jazz, hey, look, you know what? It's not for you. Maybe you want to go to school and do something else. And it's no knock on performance. I don't want to be the one that looks like I'm hating on somebody, because I'm not. You know, I'm definitely not. I'm just saying that, hey, not everybody is a performer. That's just it. I mean, hell, I know for me, I'm great in the shower. You know what I'm saying? I can bust any tune in the shower. That's, you know, lyrics. I got crazy lyrics in the shower, or when nobody else is around, or when the song is playing. You know, so when the song is playing, whatnot, I can bust that shit out. And some of y'all are just like me. You just haven't figured it out yet. You know, just saying. I'm just saying. So, now, I did see something else that was kind of appalling to me. The whole sex sales was a little too prevalent this weekend. And, you know, I understand, you know, shake what your mama gave you, all that other stuff. But at the same time, you know, it's not for everybody. It is not for everybody. So, if you're a youngster and you're going to just wear the mini skirts and whatnot, and then the parents, I don't know. I have to ask or question you parents, why are you going and allowing? And there was one in particular. There was a little kid there. And she had on a mini skirt. I'm like, no. I can't support that. You know, and I look at parents and I say, look, you're a punk ass parent. I can understand that, hey, your child has talent. You want to maximize your child's talent so that, you know, they can better their situation and whatnot. But at the same time, don't exploit your kids. I had a problem with some of the exploitation that was going on there for no reason whatsoever. But overall, it was a great event. Had a great time, and hopefully, I look forward to seeing another one in getting to hang out with some of my peers and get to know them on a professional and personal level. It was a good time. Now, you know, I do, as y'all know, I do like to talk a little shit. And I don't like golf because, you know, golf, you can't talk shit. And I got a rule that if there's a sport and I can't talk shit in it, you know, I can't really get into it. And golf being the number one, you know, somebody who is still somewhat athletic I love the basketball. Can't play football no more because it hurt too much. And, you know, as they say, you get older, you can play golf or whatnot. But I figure if I wanted to do something athletic as I get older, well, less athletic, I'll just play Scrabble and walk back and forth to the refrigerator in between turns, and I can get the same exercise that I would get playing golf. Just me. Which takes me into the first story. Over in South Carolina, at a private South Carolina course, there was a man who was in his 70s was retrieving his ball that he accidentally hit into the pond when a 10-foot alligator jumps out in bidding at the Ocean Creek Golf Course, which is in Beaufort County, and I guess the gator pulled him into the pond and ripped his arm off. You know, his partners were able to free him, and, you know, they subsequently killed the alligator and retrieved the arm in the hopes that it could be reattached. I'm like, wow. You know, whoo. That's why I don't play golf. And you think that if there was going to be a golf course, that you wouldn't allow, like, live gators to be, like, on the golf course. I'm thinking that would be, like, hazardous to the health of golfers. Just thought, you know, because I'm thinking in all the times that I played ball, I've never, ever, 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 ever had to worry about, you know, retrieving the ball out of bounds and alligator jumping out. Just a thought. Now, you know, speaking of golf, you know, there's in Lakeville, Massachusetts, police, along with the Secret Service, are investigating a local country club that discovered the Nazi symbol was carved into the green over there in, by where they have the 18-hole, I guess supposedly this golf course has Barack Obama's name there, and as some individuals snuck in and carved the swastika by where his name is on the golf course. Now I'm like, it's a shame, you know, because people can't get over the fact that Barack Obama, you know, funny as it sounds, I know y'all, some of y'all may have noticed that he's a black man, whatnot, you know, folks who's going crazy and going through all this. Why? I don't know. If I see you, I'd probably run you over with my car. But I guess I shouldn't say that on the air. But I probably won't see you either because y'all don't come out in the daytime when regular people is out because you know you get your ass whooped. But that's not either here nor there. You know, I read today, well, because I'm in racial rehab. I don't want to get started on that, but it seems like y'all pulling me in here. Right here in San Diego, there's I know y'all may have heard of, a few incidents of old men who are robbing stores and robbing banks and whatnot. Well, but the same guy that robbed a bank branch inside the San Diego supermarket, they're saying is responsible for a few other similar robberies across San Diego. Now, the funny thing is, the guy is 6'4". He's an older gentleman, and he's described as 70, 80 years old, 6'4", white hair, liver spots on his skin, and he has an oxygen tank. But nobody can catch him. I'm like, are these the same people that's looking for the, what, the 6'5", 6'6", Osama bin Laden, who's connected to a dialysis machine? They can't catch him either. You know, I mean, I'm just saying that if you can't catch old folks, and you know, this is not, well, it is a dig at San Diego police, because Lord knows y'all shot me enough. Well, not shot. Y'all stopped me enough, but you can't catch an old man. An old man with an oxygen tank. Am I really? Seriously? You know, I mean, if I did, if I was out there robbing, they probably would have bust my ass a long time ago. Just saying. I'm not trying to connect no dots or anything like that, but it seems to me an old man with an oxygen tank, whether it, you know, it's like a setup or whatnot, it's a 6'4" old man. He should be able to be caught. But I guess folks is seeing what they want to see, whatever. I don't know. I just find it appalling. We can't catch him, just like they could never catch Osama bin Laden. Even though me, myself, I think he's been dead for a while now. But that's just me. That's the conspiracy guy in me. Speaking of brainwashing. What's up with the frivolous lawsuits? I mean, we've got a lot of talk shows out here. Lord knows we've got a lot of talk shows out here. And, you know, Oprah, Dr. Phil, Maury, I don't know if, what's his name that everybody gets into the fight on is still around, whatnot. You know, people take all these shows as gospel, whatnot. What they say is obviously the truth, whatever. The Dr. Phil, you know, speaking of frivolous lawsuits, whatnot, a woman filed a lawsuit in Los Angeles Superior Court against Dr. Phil, you know. She alleges there was a case of false imprisonment, practicing without a license, indecent exposure, battery, fraud, and more. Shirley Ray Duke of Irvine, California, claims she was seeking therapy from Dr. Phil in his Hollywood office in 2007 when she, my favorite word here, allegedly was held captive and forced to be in a room with a completely live naked man while he exposed his entire naked body, genitals and all. Now I'm thinking that your whole body, if you're naked and exposed, your genitals, you know, are part of that. Anyway, she further alleges she was deprived of sleeping, food, brainwashed, and subjected to edited tapings depicting her as a different personality other than her own. And she claims that Dr. Phil touched her left breast during a therapy session. All right. Once again, and I can recall having an argument about this, you know, like the whole Dr. Phil and all these other on TV personality. I mean, as a quote unquote personality myself, I mean, you can listen to what I say, but of course take it with a grain of salt, because at the end of the day, as a thinking individual, you know, like the whole concept of having a mind of your own, I can say something, but that doesn't make it gospel. That doesn't make you dumb enough to go out and do what I say. You know, I mean, last time I checked, you know, Dr. Phil, Oprah, Tyra, none of these people are members of the Order of the Jedi. They don't know the Force, so the Jedi mind trick on you. The fact that that she filed this lawsuit, and you know, I mean, I know it's hard times, and people get that extra money, whatnot, but still. Still, I don't know. You know, it's one of these things where celebrities who maybe he was helping her, maybe he wasn't. It's kind of irrelevant because at the end of the day, you know, I, as somebody who looks at celebrities, whatnot, without awe, I can see why celebrities are standoffish. You know, people talk about celebrities all the time. Oh, you know, they're snobby, blah, blah, blah. They're no good. You know, they're stuck up. Well, look at what y'all do to them. Shit, if I had to deal with folks, you know, I can't even have a sandwich. I can't go to the movies. Can't go to the mall. You know, I remember coming up and when people were like, why is Michael Jackson running through the airport in a gorilla suit? Because he's trying to stay away from you crazy bastards. You know, LeBron James, I mean, although it's harder for people like that. I mean, still, they can't be normal. They can't go to, you know, a restaurant and eat without some of y'all jumping in their face, hey, can I get an autograph? Or, you know, being a rapper, yo, can you spit some lyrics for me? You know, it's like, look, where's all this damn celebrity worship? Where did this shit come from? You know, it's irrational. You know, and it makes me wonder, is everybody on some drugs or whatnot? You know, just I'm not understanding. You know, these are human beings, regular old human beings. What do they do? Eat, sleep, and shit, just like you. Some of them, their shit may be a little bit more expensive than yours because their diet is more expensive, but still, it is shit nonetheless. Fertilizer for the world, expensive fertilizer, but fertilizer. Nonetheless, now, I did read something that, and I always wonder, you know me, I always wonder where they get these damn polls from. There's one poll, well, not necessarily poll, but research, and, you know, I'm thinking I'm in the wrong field. Maybe I should get into research because, obviously, you know, this research is some really fun. You can make money off of it. You know, case in point, a British scientist say that being on birth control could play a role in determining which men women find physically attractive. Now, according to the study, women whose hormones are regulated by contraceptive pills are less likely to seek out muscular or rugged men. Opting for more effeminate men who look similar to themselves. Yeah, see, now I start flexing my muscles here for a minute. So, the study is also saying that women who are not on the pill prefer manly, masculine features that are dissimilar to their own and are more attractive to personality traits such as dominance and male-male competitiveness. They go on to say that the effects of oral contraceptives could lead to more than just similar-looking couples walking around town. Okay, there is evidence that genetic similarity between couples might be linked with infertility. Now, I guess this is a question for ladies. Yeah, I don't know necessarily for the gentlemen, but to say that, okay, if you're on birth control, you're going to choose a man that's not necessarily masculine. I mean, I guess it's depending on what's your definition of masculine. You know, when you say masculine, not muscled up, you know, certain manly traits. I don't know what necessarily a manly trait is. And also the fact that you're on birth control, you would get with someone who is feminine because you want someone, your hormones make you want someone like you. It's almost saying that birth control make you want to be a lesbian or something close like that. I don't know. I wonder what people out there think. If you got a comment on that, breaking me off a call, 646-929-2037. That's 646-929-2037. You got to vote either way on that. You can break me off an email. smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Hell, you know, we're in the chat room, blog it up, hit me up, let me know what y'all think about it. You know, I'm curious about that one. That one, I think it's total bullshit. You know, because I just look at it like, hey, you're on birth control, that just means that you want to have sex, a lot of it, and not get pregnant. But it's my opinion. Because obviously you're on birth control because you don't want to get pregnant. Yeah, that's, and the whole that you're going to get with the similar, and you have similar looking couples. I don't know. I guess that would be something where you'd have to know the couple, and ask the couple, if you know that you think looks alike. Hey, I don't know how you could approach the couple. Hey, are you on the pill? Because you guys look alike, and there's a British study. I can see there's an ass whooping coming if you ask that question. I don't know. There's a as a man, you know, I know we talk about the drugs, whatnot, you know, and of course birth control pills are a form of drug, legal, but another legal drug, cigarettes. And my personal opinion, oh, we got a call. Calling you on the air.
Hello, I wanted to comment about that birth control story.
Uh-huh.
I agree. It seems like it's total BS because, granted, I'm not on birth control now, but when I was not looking for someone who looked like me. If I even talk to anybody who looked like me, I'm thinking, are you related? And I just don't know. I'm not looking for myself. I'm not looking for myself when.
All right. Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's basically saying that you be looking for someone like yourself.
No.
Yeah.
I love being everything, but one of me is more than enough.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. That would be my thought. It's like you're dating somebody in the mirror. Who maybe their breasts weren't big as yours. I don't know. Or maybe you be dating a guy who has man boobs so y'all can match up and wear the same bra.
No, that's not cute at all.
Yeah.
I don't want a man with hair like mine or even remotely similar to mine. Opposite. We need to be opposite.
All right. Thank you, caller, for your call. All right. Well, callers chime in saying that no, they didn't think it would be appropriate to date someone who looked like themselves. And I agree. It doesn't sound right. But that's, you know, it's up to the individual. You know, so long as you don't, you know, get into a violent rage behind anything that you do, like this next story did, where a man killed his pet rat because he was having a nicotine fit. There was a man who suspected his wife of taking his last cigarette. He got mad, grabbed her, shook her up, grabbed a pet rat from a tank, smashed its head before strangling it, and of course the wife ran out the door and called the cops while she was hiding. And of course the man's name was Dalen Daniel. He drove off before the police could catch him, but of course they chased him and they caught him. And they charged him with battery and fleeing, any looting. And I guess people are wondering whether or not they were going to charge him with animal cruelty. Cigarettes, you know, for one, I think cigarettes is, you know, top two, dead or alive, the worst drug on the planet. I can catch cancer from secondhand smoke. I don't even have to smoke to die from cigarettes. I mean, you know, people smoke crack. People can smoke crack around me all day, every day. Won't affect me at all. I mean, aside from I have to hide all my shit from them. The cigarette? Woo! I can die from that shit. I can get choked up from that shit. And I guess when people are jonesing for a cigarette, rats are in trouble. I mean, homie grabbed the rat, hit the head, and choked him out because he couldn't get a cigarette. you know, I know Rick James, late Rick James, said, hey, you know, cocaine is a powerful drug, but shit, obviously, these damn cigarettes with this nicotine is some powerful shit, too. Just, I don't know, that perception versus reality is legal, but the shit is very, very, what? I don't know. It's very, very, very addictive. It's not good. Ah. So, I saw that, you know, Playboy is having problems. Their viewership is down. You know, part of it, of course, is the fact that people just aren't reading any longer. You know, because as y'all know, Playboy has great articles, as they say. I've never read an article in Playboy. I personally, growing up, never cared too much for Playboy because they didn't have enough naked pictures in there as a child to look at. I was a hustler, man. It's heavy metal, but we're not going to go into no perverted stuff. I read that Marge Simpson from The Simpsons will appear on the November issue of Playboy's cover, as is the first cartoon cover model. And part of this is because, of course, it's tough times, and they're hoping they'll drum up interest by having Marge Simpson from The Simpsons on the cover. I guess there's a commemoration of the 20-year anniversary of The Simpsons. And I guess part of it is supposed to be a nod to the golden age of Playboy. There's supposed to be a 3-page pictorial which features a scantily clad Marge in cartoon lingerie. Yeah, I don't even know what to think about this. I'll be curious in December to come back and review these numbers to see if Playboy sold some extra copies of the Marge Simpson cover. Well, not just the cover, just the magazine in general. I mean, because right now they're talking about how, you know, the advertising has dropped off roughly 31%. 25% of the newsstand sales have died out, and circulation has dipped from, I guess, 2.6 million to 2.4 million, which is still good, but obviously, you know, they're losing their fan base. You know, of course, part of it is obviously, once again, people aren't reading articles anymore. You know, because that's the number one reason why people read Playboy, right? That's why they bought it, because they had great articles, you know. You can get to read about your favorite celebrities and what's going on with their lives, as well as, I guess, from page to page, seeing naked women, half-naked women, whatever. I guess that was part of it. But the story I'm reading, they're talking about the reason for their audience shift can be seen in Hugh Hefner. You know, the writer from CNN says that when they went to college and Hefner was in his 40s,
he was the symbol for what kind of guy I wanted to be. And they say now he's in his 80s and it's hard to identify with somebody like that. And that's a problem for Playboy. Now, I want to address this symbol for what kind of guy I wanted to be. A pimp. You know, super player. I mean, last time I checked, Hugh Hefner was a dude who had a lot of Playboy bunnies. But in good terms, what we would say, he's got a lot of hoes. Playboy mansion, quote unquote, bunnies / hoes everywhere. Now, maybe I'm making an analogy. I'm not calling the young ladies and the older ladies who have come through the Playboy mansion hoes. I'm just saying that, hey, that's what they call them everyday terms in the streets. You know, it's a guy, he's got lots of naked women, half-naked women. I mean, on the street, he'd be the pimp, but he's glorified right here and now. And been glorified for a while. I mean, hell, I don't know, and I'm not going to speak for everybody, but I don't know a lot of males who wouldn't want to live Hugh Hefner's life, whether they be in their teens, their 20s, 30s, or their 70s or 80s. My man's got a great life. Let me see. He goes to bed to a lot of beautiful honeys of his hand-picked choice, and he wakes up to them. Now, maybe I'm assuming something here, but if I was a man or a woman and you had the opportunity to go to sleep, wake up to all the people of your dreams, you had no real worries, whatnot, and it was just your fantasy every day, all day, I'm sure a lot of people would pick that lifestyle. And you was going to be rich, and everybody's going to want to be you. I'm thinking at 80. I'd rather be Hugh Hefner at 80 than what the alternative is. Just a thought. Just a thought. Now, we're going to get off pimps and hoes here. We're going to talk about one of the subjects that's been troubling me. I know we talked about Obama earlier today. Well, not today, tonight, where they had the Nazi symbol by his name, whatnot, on the golf course. But there's in a New Jersey school where they're protesting the Obama song. And it's just the members of a New Jersey-based conservative group who held a rally Monday outside of B. Bernice Young Elementary School, where students had performed the song celebrating President Barack Obama. And I guess the song drew ire across the nation after it was posted on YouTube last month. Critics saying that the tape performance, which was put on during the Black History Month assembly in February, showcases how students are being forced to idolize Obama against their will. I guess the district officials had became aware of the New Jersey Tea Party's protest after receiving word from their Burlington police department. But the issue is they're saying that they're being forced to idolize Obama against their will. Last time I checked, he's the president of the United States, and people celebrate the president of the United States quite often. Hell, you know, if we want to talk about being forced to idolize somebody, think of what all these presidents who held slaves that we were forced to idolize. Because we being forced to idolize means you're being taught about them. Now, you know, y'all know me. It's your boy Dick Hugger, also known as F the N word. Gotta add that. I'm in racial rehab. At least I try to be. But I keep hearing this shit, and it's like, and reading this shit, it's like, they're not forced to, look, history shows a bunch, I mean, what, he's like the 44th, 45th president, 44, 43 before him were all of Caucasian descent. Nobody had a real big problem with him. I mean, obviously, you know, being president, you're fair game. You know, we called George Bush funny. There's a fun that was made of all presidents in recent history and back in the days all throughout history. You know, of course, there's going to be people who don't agree. But some of this stuff that is happening here, the whole protesting and forcing kids to idolize him, it's like, come on. Really? I mean, being a kid is not hard enough as it is, and y'all making it even harder. I mean, and this is just a Black History Month celebration. Kids celebrating the president being Black. I mean, pretty much. And that's it. And, you know, it doesn't hurt that he's smart. That's it. I mean, he won the Nobel Peace Prize, although I don't understand that, how you can wage wars but win the Peace Prize. Kind of weird. But we're not going to go there. it's the fact that, you know, people are going out the way to like the whole school debate. We're going to, you know, y'all forcing people to have to listen to Barack when all he was basically saying was, stay in school. School is good for you. I'm like, is that bad? You know, I mean, are people being proud of their president? I mean, because we're talking about the office here. People being proud of the president, who, mind you, hasn't committed any crimes or anything of that nature, no real scandal to his name, whatnot. You can't celebrate that? You know, young people of the day, they have it hard. I mean, because they're being involved more than ever in adult issues. You know, these adult issues which, you know, quite frankly, I think, you know, adults, if you have a problem with somebody or some individuals, whatnot, deal with the adults. Don't bring the kids into it. I read over in Virginia, there's a new sit-in to protest the new rules for adult supervision at a mall. I guess groups have made their intentions known on Facebook. So if any of you are on Facebook, there's a petition against the MacArthur Center Mall in Norfolk, Virginia. The mall, effective October 19th, states that anyone who visits the mall 18 years or younger must have someone 21 years or older to supervise them after 5 p.m. daily. I got a different view on this. I'm like, why do you want to torture an adult? Hell, as a father, uncle of teenagers, hell no, I don't want to. If they want to go hang out at the mall, what that got to do with me? You're going to force me to go and hang out with a bunch of teenagers? You know, because maybe someone had done something at the mall, you know. As we all know, teenagers hang out at the mall, and I'm sure there's a couple individuals who may have done something. There may be some juvenile behavior or whatnot. But, hey, the mall is a public place. And if you're going to legislate, and this is what I'm talking about when I say the over-legislation that's been going on here in America, you know, over-legislation. And, I mean, we're legislating everything to the point where kids can't go to the mall 18 or younger without adult supervision. You're telling me 18-year-olds can go fight in a war, but they can't go to the mall without somebody 21 and older? Really? Hey, you know, I kind of hope that y'all are successful. If it passes, I hope all the teenagers just stop going to your mall and that motherfucker is empty and you lose all your business. You know, because one, without teenagers in the mall, who's going to be in the mall? Adults don't hang out in the mall. The mall ain't the cool place for adults. I know me personally, I'm going to the mall and here, I'm out. But, you know, of course, I'm not a woman, and, of course, women shop, whatnot, but they're not hanging out at the mall. It's not like a daily ritual for adults to hang out at the mall. I'm just saying, you know, be careful what you legislate. You may get it. And then, once again, when I talk about the over-legislation, of ideas which sound good because we're talking about maybe you don't want teenagers unsupervised, whatnot. They may get into trouble, whatever. But at the same time, you're going to hurt businesses. And I'm sure there's going to be a bunch of businesses that make comments, you know, because they're going to lose business behind this protest. You know, sort of like another issue, a teen issue, this sexting, where they're talking about charging kids in high school for child pornography, and you know they're talking about. As y'all know, y'all have heard about the sexting cases all across the country where they want to make kids, you know, like they've done. I mean, it's not the smartest thing, you know, but that's the technology that we have today where kids can send texts talking about sex. They can send naked pictures, half naked pictures of themselves. That's the technology. Now, I'm thinking this is an education point. You know, I think we've gotten away. Well, we haven't gotten away. We don't think education here. They don't think that this is an educating moment. know, when we're talking about you're going to brand youngsters and charging them child pornography, make them register sex offenders because they sent a naked picture or a revealing picture of themselves to another teen. You know, this is not an issue where we're talking about you're sending pictures to grown-ups. We're talking about you're sending it to other teens. For what, 90? You know, I'm guessing maybe it's 90-some percent of the cases. We're ready to prosecute. Everything is about prosecution. There's no education on this. I mean, obviously, teenagers, as a former teenager, and you think that most adults were former teenagers, you know that, honestly, you were quite stupid as a teenager. Stupid, uneducated, awkward, socially in and out. You just didn't understand everything as a teenager, as it should be. But you have, once again, this authorities who want to lock people up. Throw away the key first without talking to people. What was your motivation in doing it? And saying, making that an opportunity to say why you do it and talk it out and why you shouldn't do it. I mean, that would be how you think rational people would do it. You know, I mean, we don't engage the youngsters anymore. You know, it's just basically where they're wrong. You know, they can't think and make choices for themselves. So we're going to legislate these things. And I'm saying that it's going to come back to bite the nation big time. Big time. I mean, bad enough, kids can't play games no more. You know, I mean, I'm seeing commercials where they had NFL, NBA, kids play outside. When you gotta do a commercial to tell kids to play outside 30 minutes a day, I think we're going down the wrong path. You gotta tell kids to play? And it's coming from the adults. It's not the kids. I will never blame the kids. I'm going to blame the adults because you teach them what they know. Remember that. You know, I mean, of course it's the computer age. Hell, I'm on the computer. But I play outside. You know, I'm not against tag. I'll play tag with you in a minute. Freeze tag, whatever. We can get it cracking. 30 minutes a day. As a matter of fact, we're going to start the Smooth Drama Freeze Tag Tournament. Tag you it, and you just frozen there till somebody frees you. No? Okay. I know some of y'all, I ain't playing no goddamn tag. Some of y'all need to play tag at least 30 minutes a day. Or run, or something that has anything to do with exercise. It won't hurt. You know, even if it's just like a quick sprint to the bathroom and a quick sprint out. Get in and get out. Alright. That's our show. It's been real hollering at y'all. Y'all have a good night. We'll be back Thursday night. Well, we're going to talk some more shit. So, I just say good night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bug. I'm Dick Hugger. I'm out. It's smooth drama.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.